This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? You dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Thank you, Jason, for engineering the broadcast. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I have to be doing a little bit better than those in Victoria, Australia. Because I received your email that the government is going door-to-door testing for the coronavirus. Is that really true?
Yeah. In Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Not in rural Victoria at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think they'd dare, actually. Because I think people... not talking about anyone in particular, but certain people might get a little bit upset at people going door to door in rural areas, and they might tell them to go away.
Now I understand that this is being backed up by force. Is that really true?
It is. It's been on the press over here, on TV and radio reports that they are sending the blue team and they are sending the military to back up this compulsory testing here in Victoria, and I would say that if the people of Melbourne are not prepared to stand up now and say no more, then it's really too late for them, you know, because they're getting turned into a gigantic concentration camp. Our premier is a madman, you know. He's lost. He's crazy, you know, because there's so many things wrong with this. And let's just say one of these, they're called community outreach workers. And this is what they've got planned for everywhere, okay, is basically unemployed members of the public going door to door and knocking on people's door. He's hired 800 of them. Just Joe Flow down the road, you know, Joe Sixpack and Jane Sixpack, probably more Jane Sixpack than Joe Sixpack, knocking on people's doors, basically inquiring if they'd like to get tested for the coronavirus, and if they pass a positive test, which the tests aren't reliable anyway, okay, because they just detect if you've had a coronavirus in the last 10 years, and I mean that's practically everybody, then you get quarantined for 2 weeks in a hotel, and then you get tested again, and if you test positive again, then they put you away for another 2 weeks. It's just insane. It's like, this is Adolf Hitler on steroids. This is what Adolf Hitler wishes that he was. And I just want to say to anyone in this, listening to this broadcast who lives in Melbourne, that if you put up with this, you've got rocks in your head. You need to do one of two things. You need to decide that you've had enough or you need to leave Melbourne, okay? I can't tell anybody what to do, okay? You have to decide on your own course of action if you leave there. But you do need to wake up. because this is like I said, this is what Adolf Hitler wishes that he was. This is the next step in this playbook is them dragging people out of their houses by force of arms and forcibly putting them into a vehicle and taking them somewhere. You know, that's what the soldiers are for. That's what the police is for. I haven't heard about that on the press, but I know how this cookie crumbles because I've studied history. And, you know, it's, oh my gosh. I almost don't even know what to say. And it's just that they're acting like it's all totally normal. It's the worst thing. This is something that really, the only way that this makes sense to me is that I've studied what communists believe, and I've studied about the Hegelian dialectic, which is problem, reaction, solution, and I've studied history. I've studied the history of places like communist Russia, and I've studied the history of places like, Nazi Germany. This is Nazi-level Bravo Sierra that's going on. And people need to wake up and stop putting up with it. I don't know what else to say, Vincent. Would you like to comment on this?
Sure. Sure. Here in the United States, we've done some testing with something not quite like this, but, you know, to prepare for this. And that would be called the Census Invasion Force. And those are people who are unemployed, who are paid, let's say, $10 an hour to hop in their own vehicles and then go find the people on the printout, the computer printout. Maybe they just haven't responded the way the government wants them to respond on the census form, meaning maybe they only did what was required by the law, which is enumeration, how many people lived in this particular property on this particular day period. But some people get, you know, an enhanced version of that, which might be 16 pages long, asking all kinds of personal questions that it's none of the government's business. So they hire these people who don't have jobs, might not be able to get a job, and they pay them to go ride around and harass people. So we've had, you know, the beginnings of what you're talking about, but not at the muzzle of the gun. But what happens here, if they don't like your response, or if the census invasion personnel lie on as to the results of what they found and report back to headquarters that that didn't go so well, then they'll send the next level of invasion force. And if that doesn't work, they'll send the next level. And of course, there's plenty of threats that come in the U.S. mail as well from the census invasion people. So we don't have exactly what you are talking about, but I can tell you for decades we've had the census invasion force across the United States in every county. And what they do is they don't send your unemployed neighbor. They send an unemployed person from another county, so you don't recognize them. So you can't say, wait a minute, why are you giving me such a hard time? You're my neighbor. They send someone who you would not recognize. That's what they do. So I can see more of this coming. I can see more more of the lockdowns. And people are panicking. Huh. And I think that's what we coined the term in the very beginning of this corona experience as the corona panic. And that's what people are doing. They are panicking. By the way, class, just for my own amusement, I went on the internet yesterday and I went to samsclub.com and I searched for toilet paper. And I wanted to see if you could buy toilet paper, single ply, you know, the 1,000-sheet single ply stuff, the best value stuff. And the answer is you can buy toilet paper. You can buy the puffy stuff, but you cannot buy the single ply 1,000-sheet best value toilet paper. It's out of stock. still out of stock. So I just want to let you know, I don't see everything getting better. Some things are getting better. Restaurants are opening up, and then they're closing. And the restaurants are dealing with people who I wouldn't put up with. Frankly, you know, the restaurants are told by the government, you have to have social distancing, and you have to have people wearing masks. Okay. So people show up at the stores or the restaurants, and they refuse to wear the masks. And then when other people say, hey, I'm talking about other customers, hey, you're supposed to be wearing a mask, then some of these millennial types just go ballistic. They lose control. They start throwing and damaging property, and they have their tantrums. And so there's a whole restaurant chain in the United States, a small one, very small one. They've decided, the heck with it. We're not going to put up with this. We're not going to put our people in harm's way because the generally dumb public can't handle following rules and regulations and requests. So this is happening all over the country. And I read a statistic. I don't have it in front of me, but I believe the number is this, that, I'll wait and I'll give you that statistic. I'll find it exactly, then I'll report that statistic. But it's about people who are willing to cooperate and people who are not willing to cooperate. Gwyneth, so how do you think this is going to play out? Do you think that that people are going to start squeezing the trigger?
I can't see them going and visiting Mick Gatto's house at any time. For people who don't know, Mick Gatto is a notorious Melbourne gangster, okay? He actually tried to assassinate my husband, Archie, at one time. And there's a lot of gangsters living in Melbourne. There's a saying in Australia that when people from Sydney need to get a job done, they go and get someone from Melbourne to do it. That's how many gangsters live in Melbourne. I think that the gangland houses are going to get big red crosses on them, okay? The known gang associate houses are going to get big red crosses on them and are not going to be visited. because, like I say, I can't see them ever visiting the house of the descendants of Ned Kelly. I can't see them visiting Mick Gatto's house. I can't see them visiting Roberta Williams' apartment. That was the wife of Carl Williams, another notorious Melbourne gangster. And she has become something of an underworld queen herself. But most of the rest of the population of Melbourne who are not gangsters are not armed. And I don't... I think that some of them will tell them... There's a saying we have here in Australia, which is get stuffed, which I think I wrote the translation of get stuffed to you, and it means something like, I don't like you, you're annoying me, and I'm fed up with you, and if you don't leave right now, there's going to be physical consequences. That's something of the translation of get stuffed. So when somebody tells you to get stuffed, you find somewhere else to be. I think that the wise thing for people to do would be to tell these people when they show up at their door to either not answer the door or to tell them to get stuff.
I like not answering the door. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us, live in Australia. David is joining us. Welcome, David, in Illinois.
Hey. Yeah, how you
hey.
Doing?
How you doing?
Man, it's
raining?
Storms on us. It's been raining all night. We've been getting rain since, like, Monday. And they were bad storms yesterday. Real bad, all day.
Before you continue, David. It's dry as can be here. It's, like, dusty. Class, before we continue, I'd just like to give you some advice about these storms. So here's what we do. We have power switches on all of our electronic equipment. So in the studio, for example, I have a separate switch or a power control box, and they used to make these back in the 90s. And this particular one has six switches, a master switch. Can you use that word anymore? A master switch. And then six slave switches. And that was the term that was used, so I'm not being racist. So what would happen is the master switch would turn on electricity to all the other switches. And the slave switches would be, like for the computer, the monitor, the printer, you know, auxiliary one, auxiliary two. That's what mine say. And you can buy these on eBay. They're about $30. So when a storm comes, I turn off the electricity to the monitors by just throwing the master switch. And then I shut down all the computers and then disconnect electricity. And the reason is because if you have a regular computer switch, you know, these soft switches, your computer is always plugged in. But if you have one of these computer control switch boxes, you can literally shut off the electricity to the devices because these major storms can blow the computers. So we have them on our television monitors, so we'll watch DVDs and so forth. We have them on the DVD players. We have them on the stereo equipment. We have it on all the electronic equipment, literally, including the router. So I suggest you be, consider. And if you don't have one, that's okay. Just unplug the equipment. Unplug the monitor. Unplug the router. Unplug the computers. Okay? Unplug your microwave oven. Now, all those devices do have what's called metal oxide varistors, MOVs, metal oxide varistors, which attenuate the surges. But every time they attenuate a surge, they become weaker and weaker and weaker, and eventually they just can't do it anymore. So they wear out. So the easiest thing to do to prevent your equipment from being destroyed is to unplug it, especially during lightning storms. And that's what we do. Okay, so David, I just wanted to share that.
Yeah. We've been having so many protests. Between the protests and the storms, you can hear from Ferguson and St. Louis, you can hear the explosions going off. So Dio asked me, what's going on? I was like, you could choose. You can either say it's fireworks or the storms, or you can say it's artillery and explosions. It depends on how you want to feel. Just don't worry
about
it. It's not here.
Are you serious that it's... There are explosions. Do you think it's fireworks? Do you think it's gunfire?
No, they're not fireworks. They're not fireworks. It's the same thing that happened last time in Ferguson. I'm surprised at how far it is away, and we can hear that. I mean, especially at night, it's real. You could hear it. It's real bad.
So what are these sounds? Pistol cartridges? Are they shotgun rounds? Are they high-powered rifles? What do you think they are?
We've been hearing, we're like on the edge of the city where we live, we're on the edge of the town, more like out in the country-ish, and we've been hearing a lot of fire, bullets going off late at night in the woods. You're not hunting out in the woods late at night. So that happens, but then the big stuff from the cities, those are the explosions. You can hear them are bangs going off, and I don't know, what exactly they're shooting off over there. I'm not surprised they're using fireworks. It's something that my dad said they were always worried about in the past, because they're right there. Basically, you got explosives right there on the side of the road, when you go to some place. I'm not surprised.
I've seen videos, and I'm sure many of our class have, in some of the larger cities, especially on the East Coast. Some of these, we'll call them gangs, gang wars. These guys are taking rocket launchers and launchers for fireworks, the kind that go up in the air, and at a predetermined altitude, they explode into sparkling red and green and blue and yellow and white. They're launching those things at each other. They're using them as handheld rocket launchers, and they're aiming them at other people in the cities. Let's talk about that when we come back, and what's the relationship to that and the police?
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There was a major upset in a Colorado Republican primary yesterday, with political newcomer and staunch gun rights activist Lauren Boebert beating Congressman Scott Tipton, who'd been endorsed by President Trump. Here's political analyst Larry Sabato to put it in perspective.
Very unexpectedly. He's had five terms, been in for 10 years, and was expected to win easily.
The winner, Boebert, who first made headlines for letting servers at her restaurant carry firearms, is pro-Trump and had accused Tipton of not doing enough to support his policies. President Trump is dismissing reports about what he knew and when he knew it when it comes to reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of American soldiers in Afghanistan. Tweeting the Russia bounty story is another made-up item by fake news. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A new study just out this morning suggesting the actual number of coronavirus cases around the world may be 12 times higher than the official count. The MIT study says the actual number of virus deaths worldwide is likely 50% higher than what's being reported because many carriers had no symptoms. In the U.S., infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says if states don't contain the spread of the virus, he won't be surprised to see as many as 100,000 new cases of it every day. Expect Facebook to look a bit different this month. Over 400 advertisers are launching a boycott starting today. The companies are taking part in the Stop Hate for Profit campaign. They've all promised they won't spend money on Facebook ads during the month of July. The boycott coming after several civil rights groups have accused the social media giant of allowing hate speech and misinformation spread across its platform. And the minimum wage is going up in several states today. Nevada, the minimum hourly wage there will rise from $7.25 to $8 an hour. In Illinois, it's going up from $9.25 to $10 an hour. In Oregon, the minimum wage is up from $11.25 to $12 an hour. The wage is also rising in dozens of cities and counties starting today. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So David was mentioning some explosions going off, and I want to tell a class that, you know, they make silencers. And I'm not advocating making a silencer, right? But I'm going to tell you how they work, what they do. So a silencer for a, let's say, a pistol or a rifle has to deal with three sounds. One sound is made when the action moves. So let's say you have a handgun. Now, let's say it's a revolver even, and it's unloaded. There's no rounds in the chamber. And you point it in safe direction, and you squeeze the trigger, and the hammer goes back, and it makes this clicking sound. That's the mechanical sound of the rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver, okay? Then, if you had a round in the chamber, the percussion cap would be hit, and there'd be a small explosion, a spark, if you will. It ignites the powder, and then there's a boom, the explosion of the explosive powder in the cartridge shell, a shotgun shell. That's rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver. And then, if it's a fast-moving bullet, you know, the projectile is a bullet, the sound that that bullet makes when it exceeds the speed of sound is a crack. So there's the sound of the action, there's the sound of the explosion, there's the sound of the breaking the sound barrier of the projectile. So the sound barrier is about 1,100 feet per second, roughly speaking, depending on altitude and humidity. So a rifle will make the boom and the crack. And you're not going to, you know, if it's far away, you're not going to hear the action. Yeah, you hardly hear the action anyway. But those are the three sounds that it makes. So a slow-moving projectile, let's say a shotgun shell, makes a boom. A standard velocity 22 makes a boom. A high velocity 22 makes a boom and a crack. So we hear these kinds of sounds all around here in Missouri. As a matter of fact, last night there were some coyotes who were interested in having a meal with some of our cows. Little calves. And they got a chance to hear the sound of the boom and the crack. So that's what happens around farms. But what you're talking about is not around farms, right, David?
No, no. Can I clarify? I could tell you something about suppressors.
Sure.
Now, they're supposed to be suppressors, not silencers. You can. Now, they're supposed to start making them. Now, I have here a 22 Magnum with a large capacity and threaded barrel because I want that quietness if I need to at that correct time. But if you don't want to pay for the stamp, I want to put a disclaimer out ahead of time. You have to have intentions on doing this. So you can get an adapter to put on the edge of your barrel, and people are arguing that they're using it to use a spray to clean out your barrels, because without doing that, then it's illegal. Because then you can take simple oil filters from cars and screw it on the end of that barrel. If you need to, say if anarchy broke out and you had no choice and you don't want to be known where you are, those filters work better than suppressors.
So I know just a little bit about this, and the reason I know about this is I used to go to gun shows, and I saw these devices. And there were guys that had tables, and they had this thread-on adapter. And literally, it's what David said. It's like it's a small device. Oh, if you were to put your thumb and your forefinger together, that little circle that it would make is about the diameter of this thing. And it might be, let's say, an inch long. And a person would screw that onto the barrel, and then they'd find an oil filter, just a plain old oil filter that was a canister-type oil filter, the kind that you'd spin on, like a Fram type that, you know, those orange ones that you see at the store. You'd screw that on there, and then theoretically what a person would do is use that to trap the oil that would come out from cleaning that particular barrel. So, you know, you spray the oil in there, and then, you know, just to make sure that that oil didn't go spraying out into the environment, you'd screw an oil filter on there, and then you'd shoot the first round through the oil filter. And it would make the hole in the right spot. Well, I got to tell you what I saw. I saw the police come to to those gun shows, and those guys were asked to, come with them.
You know,
And they cleaned out their inventory. Some police believe that's illegal. To me, it's a stretch. It really is a stretch to say to screw an oil filter onto a barrel. By the way, most oil filters are so large you can't see where you're going anyway, because you use the iron sights and you can't see through the oil filter because the oil filter is too big and it blocks your vision. But I don't have one, Glass. I do not. And I'm not saying don't get one. I'm not saying do get one. I'm saying I just don't have one. And I'm not going to get one.
Yeah, I was just saying that if you do go and somebody cons you into buying one at a gun show, I would not purchase one, or at least not if they say, hey, you could screw a filter on this and nobody could hear it. That's when you need to walk away. They just entrapped you, let it be, leave.
Yeah.
You know? Yep.
Very good point. So do you think the from your perspective, and I'd like to ask Gwyneth what she thinks is going to spread, do you think from your perspective it's going to radiate out from the cities? And I guess you're talking about St. Louis. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. St. Louis is kind of not too far, about 15-minute drive from me. I'm on the other side of the river, so I can see the arch. I personally, these cops have been so headstrong for so, and the people, the thing is, here's the other thing, they're assuming they're protecting the elite, but what the guys and the lower officers don't realize is they'll throw them under the bus in a heartbeat. Look what they're doing now. And those guys are still saying, and I feel bad for them in a way because they think they're still part of the group. Oh, if I keep protecting them, they're going to protect me. I guess we'll have to wait and see when the courts actually come down with the convictions or whether or not they're convicted, which I'll be surprised if they have anything major on majority of them. But the other thing I was going to say is, have you seen the news articles with everybody showing all these photographs that the cops are showing up? I've said this before. These guys, if you can access their cell phones, and they carry more than one cell phone for several reasons, I'm telling you, there's videos, there's pictures, they would send them to me all the time, and this stuff would be so disturbing, you gotta shut yourself up. But you're like, wait a minute, they got the videos, there's people standing there, but they're all badges, and they're all just looking like, wow, cool, attitudes and all this stuff. You know, and
what are you saying? Are you saying that the police are thinking this is fish in a barrel? What are you saying, dude?
Yeah, I don't think for most of them, I don't think they realize that this is a particularly. I personally think that it's been their attitude for years. As long as you back and do what your superiors tell you to do, they're going to back you 100%. And we've gotten to this point now where they're attacking most average American citizens, and we are the target. It used to be not that way, and it's that way now.
Are you saying that the police are attacking us?
Oh, yeah. You know, we would sit there and drive around, even when he got older in the federal government. They'd just drive around looking and searching, and they got the equipment and the cars. They can see who they're dealing with. They can see what kind of money they have access to, what kind of resources they have, and those are the targets. You know.
Okay, I was at the dinner table last night, talking with the family, Mrs. Finelli and the boys, and I was hearing stories that I never heard before. You know, one of our boys was going to the university on a regular basis. And he got pulled over in Niangua, Missouri, which is a, you know, part-time cop, part-time police car, part-time radar gun, you know, just one cop. Well, I should, if I had a website, I do have a website, but it's shut down because of the harassment that we've got. But, you know, if they stopped harassing me, I could show you some of these things, and you could look for yourself. But Niangua town hall or city hall is dilapidated and falling down. I mean, you can't imagine a more ramshackle public building than the Niagara Town Hall. And so they have this one rent-a-cop. And my son was telling me that she used to pull him over because she wanted proof that that was his car. Now, when have you ever heard a police person in uniform with a gun pulling over a young person in his 20s, demanding license and registration and proof that this antique car was his?
I've had those occasions before.
If police have done that to me, Vincent. With my farm ute, I was just out and about. Actually, I was helping out a local old lady with some mulch for her garden because I was at her place and she said that her trees needed mulching. And I said, oh, I've got some mulch at my place. So I'll just go and I'll be about half an hour. I'll be back. I'll put a couple of bales of mulch in the back of my vehicle, and I'll be back in half an hour. The cops pulled me over, the local cops pulled me over, and demanded evidence that I owned that vehicle, that farm truck. Mm-hmm. They've done it to me.
Well, you know? when this happened to our son...
Oh, my God.
When this happened to our son, he said she wanted to look in the car, license and registration, and look in the car. He said, why did you stop me? And she said, I want to see if this is your car. And he said, that's not probable cause. And he said, am I under arrest? And she said, no. And he said, well, I'm leaving. And he's done that many times, you know, when he gets stopped. He asks if he's under arrest. You know, they stop our boys for all kinds of strange things. And it's not like they're racing around and peeling out and burning rubber and loud exhaust. They're just driving.
Yeah, they do that to people they don't like. And I guess that includes your son. That probably includes you.
Used to. Well, so then he told me about the state police. And he said he was driving, I think to Lebanon, Missouri. Lights, sirens, state police guy pulled him over and said, I got you. And my son looked out the window and said, what are you talking about? I haven't done anything wrong. And the state cop said, oh, wrong guy. So, I mean, it's annoying. He thought he had the guy, but it was the wrong guy. And so the state cop just kind of was annoyed that, you know, he wasted all this effort pulling this guy over, who was our son. And then when he looked in the window, and our son looked out the window, like, what's this all? I haven't done anything. And he decided that, yeah, he did have the wrong guy. So I'm hearing stories about this, about all kinds of, exciting, where can you have this much fun for free? The only problem is they have guns. Okay. And it's annoying. And this kind of nonsense gets us, you know, well, that's why there's protests and riots. It's not black and white. It's about the oppression. At least I believe that. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, we've been calling this right here at USA Prepares well in advance of pretty much everything that's been happening. I'll call it the Corona Panic. And the violence and the looting and the burning and all those things that are happening. We've told you that it was going to happen. We didn't write the book on how to do it. We're just, it's obvious. It's as obvious as the noses on our face, or the noses on our faces. There are, in 3 days, it will be July 4th, 2020. Most people call it the 4th of July. You know, what are you going to do for the 4th of July? What they really mean is, how are you going to celebrate Independence Day? Well, here in Missouri, fireworks are absolutely, positively legal. And that's one thing that I don't think really should be legal. I think fireworks are dangerous. I think they're idiotic. I think they're not necessary. I think they damage people, places, and things. They set fires. They injure children. And adults think that children just love this, and they have to go see fireworks, and they have to participate, and they have to buy fireworks. Well, in parking lots all over in Missouri, there are, and even farms on busy roads, they set up these tents. And people who are part of the government have these little businesses, and they sell fireworks. They import them from China, and they sell them. And they have chemicals in them, like, and they come from China, okay? Strontium, that produces the red, barium produces the green, copper produces blue, and sodium produces yellow. There are at least 19 kinds of fireworks. There are firecrackers, smoke bombs, fountains, sparklers, poppers, Roman candles, missiles, rockets, aerial repeaters, you know, flying fish, comets, skyrockets. I can just see in my mind's eye what's going to happen on and after July 4th. Not in celebration, but just using these things that should absolutely, positively not be sold, fireworks, explosives, by people who want to cause problems. And I can just, you know, a bottle rocket, a bottle rocket is like a firecracker on a stick, a small, thin stick, kind of like a toothpick kind of size, except maybe a foot long, a toothpick in diameter, let's say. And it's a lightweight piece of wood strapped to a firecracker-type device that when you light the fuse, flames come out, the end pointing to the ground. It just takes off. Off it goes. Well, they make bigger ones than that. They have these little rockets that you light, and they go a predetermined distance based on time of flight, and then they explode. And I can just see crazy people launching these at other people. And I can see the next thing that happens is tear gas, flashbang grenades, rubber bullets, and real bullets. I can see that happening. Gwyneth, do you see that as well?
Yeah, I can see that. I'm not in favor of banning fireworks, partly because I think that if people deserve Darwin Awards, then Darwin Awards ought to be distributed to them. And partly because the other team has so much more powerful armaments than what we do, that if people can get access to anything to defend themselves, then they should probably do so just for their own self-defense at this time. Not to be offensive, not to go out finding people to hurt, but just because
I agree with you. And the only problem is, as a farmer, I agree with you. But as a farmer, I see what happens when these animals hear. I'm talking about dogs, cats,
it's
cattle.
It's horrible for the animals.
They don't know what to do. It can cause a stampede. It can cause cattle to race away right through a barbed wire fence and slice them up, and they can die as a result of some moron having fun with fireworks. And then the other thing is, when these rockets come down, they land on farms, and the cattle think they're candy or a treat. They don't know what they are. And they eat them and die.
Yep.
And yet,
that's why. And that's why I'm against them.
Here in Australia, we don't have the 4th of July, but we used to have something called Guy Fawkes Night, which was celebrating a particular guy who didn't like the government very much called Guy Fawkes, and it was celebrating the day of his execution. And it was supposed to be, yay, we've got rid of this horrible government guy, but here in Australia, you had a lot of Irish convicts came over, in the early days, and they thought that Guy Fawkes was a hero. And so the British mandated that they celebrate Guy Fawkes, and they certainly did so, but they were celebrating him as the death of a martyr, rather than, yay, we got rid of this really bad guy, which was the government's view. They had Guy Fawkes when I was growing up in New Zealand as well. But here in Australia, part of Guy Fawkes' celebration is you build a bonfire. And they used to have bonfires on the 5th of November, which is well into the fire season all across Australia. And some of them went out of control, but surprisingly few of them, actually.
Hold that thought.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.